Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Tes. We are holding on daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. We are at the Gemara right after the last Mishnah on Mem Ches Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. It is also sponsored by Chani and J.J. Hornblass, in memory of Chani's father, Meir Penstein, Zichrono Levracha, Meir Yosef Ben Avram, his Neshama Shev and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to talk about today is going to have the sugya on Amud Aleph. It's entirely the sugya of Zevze Gorem. Do we assume that when you have two Gormim of something, one which is a Gorem of Isser and the other which is a Gorem of Heter, that yield a result, that yield a product, do we assume that that product is Asser, or do we assume that that product is Mutter? We're going to try to figure out which Tanoim land on each side and whether we are Mechalik between Avodah Zarah on the one hand and Shari Surim on the other hand. Then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis is going to talk about using wood from an Asherah tree, either to bake in an oven or to weave to weave clothing with, and the Gemara is going to talk about the status of the product of that, the status of the bread that was baked in such an oven, the status of clothing that was woven using the wood from an Asherah tree to help in the weaving process. The Gemara is even going to talk about why do you need to tell me about both cases? There's a machlokas in the Mishnah about each of those cases. It seems to be the exact same Machlokas. Then the next Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the Perek, is going to talk about how a Goy could be Mevatel and Asherah. A Jew cannot be Mevatel and Avodah Zarah, but Shal Goy. But how can a Goy be Mevatel and Asherah? And then the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas about an Avodah Zarah that breaks on its own, and that conversation takes us to the end of the Perek, Be'ezras Hashem. So let's begin with the Gemara right after the Mishnah. We had said in the Mishnah that there's Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, whether a person is allowed to plant vegetables underneath an Asherah tree during the winter time, where the shade is not helpful for the vegetables. Or do we say that since those vegetables are growing partially because of the leaves that fall off of the tree and help to fertilize those vegetables, maybe that makes them Asur Ba'ana, because the tree is Avodah Zarah, the leaves that fall off are helping to fertilize the vegetables. So what is this machlokas about? So the Meimra, Rabbi Yossi Savar Zeva Zagori Masur, maybe the explanation of the machlokas is that Rabbi Yossi holds Zevze Gorim is Asr, that if a Dover that's Mutabana and something that's Asrbana together team up to create something, the product that is generated from it is Asrbana, and therefore these plants, these vegetables that grow with a combination of the soil which is Mutter and the leaves that are fertilizing which are Asr, should therefore be Asr. Rabbanan Amri Zevze Gorim Mutter, and the Rabbanan hold that when you have two gormim, the product is going to be mutter, and therefore the vegetables that are growing as a result of the mutter soil and the usher leaves is going to be mutter. Well, if you want to say that that's what they're arguing about, but we find elsewhere that they say the exact opposite. Ditnan, because we had a Mishnah earlier that Rabbi Yossi says that if you find a kli that has tsuras of Avodah Zarah on the kli, shochek v'zara l'ruach o matalyam, you could grind it up, throw it into the wind, or throw it into the yam where nobody's going to get an off from it. So Amalel, the Chum said to Rabbi Yossi, you can't grind it up and throw it into the wind. Afinas zevel, it's going to fertilize something. And you're not allowed to get any hana'a from Avodah Zarah. So Kasha Rabbanan Ad Rabbanan, isn't that a stira within the Rabbanan? Because in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan allow planting under the Asherah tree during the winter time, even though it's a zevzeh gorim that the Irakos are going to grow partially from the fertilizer of the Asherah tree, and so apparently they hold Zevzeh Gorim Mutter, whereas the previous Mishnah, the Chum say, don't grind up that kli and throw it into the wind, because maybe it's going to fertilize somebody's field, so the Mutter soil and the Asher fertilizer are going to be Gorim, the growth in somebody's field, and that's going to be a problem of which is going to be Asher. So, and Kasha Drabiosi, and it's also a Stira within Rabiosi, because in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi prohibits planting under the Asherah tree during the winter time because of a Zevzeh Gorem. And over there in the Mishnah with the Kli, he allows grinding it up and throwing it into the wind, and he's not bothered by the fact that it's going to fertilize somebody's field. So says Gemara, Bishlam and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi lo kasha. I would understand that it's not a direct stira between the two shitos of Rabbi Yossi, because hasam kazal ibud in the previous mission where you grind up the kli and you throw it into the wind, you ground it up. The avodah zarah is batal, and it's no different than an avodah zarah that breaks on its own and therefore matir. That's why he allows you to throw it into the wind, because it's not really a fertilizer of iser. It's already been destroyed. It's already been ruined. But hachad lo kazal ibud. But over here, the leaves that fall off of the tree is still fully intact, and the tree is still functioning as a perfectly healthy tree, and this is what a healthy tree does. It sheds leaves every now and then. So aser, so therefore it should be aser. I understand Rabbi Yossi is not a stira. El drabana drabban kasha, but how are you going to be miyashiv the stira in the rabbanan? So says the Gemara, you know what? Maybe instead of giving the teretz we gave to the stira within Rabbi Yossi and just working on the rabbanan, maybe we could resolve both stiras with one simple move, and that is epuch. Switch around the shitos of the Chum and Rabbi Yossi in one of the mishnayos, and then they will be fully consistent. Meaning, you're worried that in one mishnah Rabbi Yossi holds zev zegari maser, and the other he holds zev zegari mutter, and one mishnah the Chum holds zev zegari maser, the other one they hold zev zegari mutter. Just switch around in one of the mishnayos, and then everybody's going to be consistent with each other. It's so easy as that. V'bayisema lo tepuch, or maybe you could say, well, we don't have to switch around any shitos and mishnayos, and according to everybody, maybe zev zegarim is aser, and Rabbi Yossi k'dishanin. How would I answer the stira within Rabbi Yossi as we answered it? That Rabbi Yossi old zev zegarim is aser. Why was he not worried about throwing the ground up kli into the wind? Because it's not a gorim of iser anymore. It's gone. It's destroyed. It's ruined already. So there is no gorim of iser over there. But if you actually had a gorim of iser, then it would be zevze gorim aser. And the rabbanan and the stira within the rabbanan, why is it that they allow planting under the asherah tree? After all, isn't the plant going to get fertilized from the asherah tree together with helping with the soil helping it grow? Kedam Rav Mari, Breid Rav Kana. Well, we could say, like Rav Mari Breid Rav Kana says, Masha Mashbiach Ba'ar Poge Babasar, that in a different context he says, whatever you're benefiting on one end by with the hide of an animal, you're being pogim in the flesh of the animal. We'll come back to what that means in a second. So Achanami over here also, we could say, Masha Mashbiach B'Neviyah Pogim Batzel. You think the tree is helping? The tree is, in the end of the day, it's a wash what the tree does. It's ruining the plants underneath it by providing shade when the plants actually need sunlight, but it's also helping somewhat with the fertilization of it. So whatever it loses because of the cell, it's gaining because of the fertilization. Whatever it's gaining because of the fertilization, it's losing because of the cell. So the tree is not actually helping in any way. And therefore, that's not called the Zevzegorim. But in a chinami, if it were a Zevzegorim, then it would be Aser. What's this business with Masha Mashbiach Ba'ar Pogim Bebasar? What's this about? So this is a Mishnah Mesechus Temura, or Bryson Mesechus Temura, where the Braisa talks about if you have a behema of kachim that developed a mum, and therefore you can't be makrevit on the mizbeach, so you have to be poda it. So after they're poda it and they shecht it, you're not allowed to skin the or, you know, starting from the legs of the animal in order to keep the or fully intact so that you could sell it for a higher amount of money, because that will be a bizayim kachim, because by skinning it in such a way, it's going to ruin the flesh of the animal. So they ask on the Braisa, why can't you skin the R in such a way? If you, it's gonna be more money for Hegdish. You're gonna be able to get more money for it. So and the Hegdish will benefit from that. So Rav Mari answered, no, Masha Mashbiach Bar Pogim Babasar. It's not gonna be more money for Hegdish, because yes, the R will go for more money, but you're just ruining the Basar, so the Basar is gonna go for less money. So it's a wash. So the bottom line is, we're just giving you an example of where we say that where you have a benefit on one side, you have a loss on the other side, and therefore, you can't call that you're getting hana'ah, that you're benefiting in one direction or the other. Okay, so ask the Gemara, v'sav Rabbi Yossi, meaning the answer that we just gave right now is that everybody holds zev zegarim mizaser. Rabbi Yossi holds zev zegarim mizaser. Rabbanan holds zev zegarim mizaser. So it says Gemara, v'sav Rabbi Yossi, zev zegarim aser. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold zev zegarim mizaser? V'hatanan, but don't we have a Mishnah in the first parak of Meseches Orla, that Rabbi Yossi omer notin yichur shel orla, ve'ein notin egos shel orla? that if you take a branch from a tree that's Arla, you can plant that and produce more with it, and that's fine because the wood of an Arla tree is not Asurbana, only the Peros are Asurbana, but you may not plant an Egos Shel Arla in order to grow a tree out of it, Meshu Pri, because that's an actual Pri of Arla, that's Asurbana. Rabbi Yossi is moda that if you did, if you planted a fruit from an arla tree and it grew something, that which it grows is going to be mutter. And we have a brisa that confirms this, that moda Rabbi Yossi shimnata v'hivrich v'hirkiv mutter, that if you planted or you're mavrich a branch of arla onto an older tree, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because when you plant that egos in the ground, the fruits that come from the tree that's produced is a zevzegorim. It's caused by the original egos of Arla, which is a gorim of Isser, and the soil, which is a gorim of Heter, and therefore it's zevzegorim, and apparently Rabbi Yossi holds zevzegorim is mutter. So isn't this a problem? We just were miyashiv all the Mishnayos by saying everybody holds, everybody including Rabbi Yossi holds zevzegorim is Aser, and that's why Rabbi Yossi is going to have a problem with planting even in the wintertime underneath an Asherah tree, because the gorim of the leaves, which are Aser, and the soil, which is Mutter, is going to be a problem. It's going to be Zevzegorim is Aser, and yet over here we see Rabbi Yossi holds Zevzegorim is Mutter when it comes to Arla. Maybe you're going to tell me, well, Arla is different than Avodah Zarah. We're more machmir about Avodah Zarah than we are by Arla, because we're always more machmir about Avodah Zarah. So maybe Enoch Nami, Rabbi Yossi, holding Kalatara Kula, that Zevzegorim is Mutter. And Dafka by Avodah Zarah that Rabbi Yossi holds, Zevzegorim is Asra. Our original stira that we asked between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi and between the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan were all about Avodah Zarah. It was about planting under an Asherah tree. It was about grinding up a kli of Avodah Zarah. It was all Mishnayis we have done recently. But now we're introducing this Arla Mishnah, so maybe that adds a twist, that when it comes to when you leave the area of Avodah Zarah, so then Rabbi Yossi is going to hold Zevzegorim is going to be Mutter. So Fretli Gemara Baru Mishanile, but does he really make such a distinction between Avodah Zarah and Shari Surim? Va'atanya, but don't we have a brisa Sodesh and Zdavlo B'Zevel Avodas Kochavim? If you have a field that's fertilized with fertilizer of Avodah Zarah, V'chein Parish and Espatba B'Karshine Avodas Kochavim, or if you have an animal that's fattened with Avodah Zarah food. So Tanichado Sada Tizara. So we have one brisa that says, don't worry about it. The you could plant the field and whatever comes out of it is mutter, and don't worry about the fertilizer. It's only one gorem, and that's fine. And parati shachet, and you could shech the animal and don't worry about it. It's fine. Meaning the fact that you fattened it with Avodah Zarah is not going to be a problem. Vitani Yidach, and we have another brisa that says Sada Tevar, that the field should be left fallow. You can't do anything with it because the gorem of the fertilizer is a problem, and you should starve the cow to make it lose all the weight from what you were mefatim it with, because you want to take away whatever benefit the Avodah Zarah provided. So my love, how would you reconcile those brises, meaning the direct stira when it comes to a field that was fertilized with Avodah Zarah or a cow that was fattened with Avodah Zarah? We have one brisa that says that it's us and the other brisa says mutter. So isn't the simplest way to resolve it by saying Harabi Yossi Harabanan, that the brisa that says that you could plant the field and you can shech the cow is going like Rabbi Yossi and Zevzegorim, meaning Rabbi Yossi by Orla, who said Zevzegorim is mutter, and that's why Rabbi Yossi holds Zevzegorim is mutter over here by Avodah Zarah as well. So don't tell me that Rabbi Yossi holds Zevzegorim is aser by Avodah Zarah and it's by Shari Surim that he holds its mutter. The simplest way to be miyashiv the brisa by the brisa is by fattening the cow and by the fertilizing the field is to simply say Rabbi Yossi holds Zevzegorim is mutter even by Avodah Zarah, and the brisa that says that Zevzegorim is aser is following the sheet of the Rabbanan. So now we're back to the kasha. Why is it if Rabbi Yossi really holds Zevzegorim is mutter across the board, bein b'shari surim, bein b'avodah zarah? So why is it that Rabbi Yossi doesn't allow planting vegetables underneath an Asherah tree because of a chashash it's going to be fertilized from the leaves that fall from the Asherah tree? I mean, every other statement of Rabbi Yossi fits now, right? The idea that he allows taking the kli and grinding it up and throwing it into the kli that had surah of avodah zarah, grinding it up, throwing it into into the wind. That's fine. Why is that fine? Zevzagorim is mutter. The fact that he allows with the Arla case, that's fine, because Zevzagorim is mutter. He must be the author of the Brisa that allows the cow that was fattened with Avodah Zarah in the field that was fertilized with because Zevzagorim is mutter. The only one that doesn't fit is our Mishnah. That in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, but do not plant underneath an Asherah tree, because if you're planting underneath an Asherah tree, yes, the soil is mutter, but the fertilizer is aser, and Zevzagorim is aser. So what do we do with that? So says Marlo, Harab Lazar, Harabanan. What caused this whole problem? We had solved all the world's problems. We had said that the Rabbanan holds Zevzagorim is aser. Rabbi Yossi holds by Avodah Zarah Zevzagorim is aser. It's only by Arla that he's, by Shari Surim that he's matir. What caused all the problems is that we thought the only way to be Miyashiv Astira between two anonymous prices, Rabbi Yossi wasn't on record in any of those prices, two anonymous prices about a para that was Nispatem and about a field that was Nisdavel, that the only way to be Miyashiv is by attributing the one that holds Mutter to Rabbi Yossi. Maybe not. Maybe there's another Tana that holds Mutter that we could pin that Brisa on, and we don't have to bring Rabbi Yossi into the conversation, and we've already resolved Rabbi Yossi. So says Harabi Eliezer Harabanan. Maybe it's the way to be Miyashiv those two Brisos is by saying that one is going like Rabbi Eliezer and one is going like the Rabbanan. Well, hey, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan, where do we find a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, about Zevzagorim within Avodah Zarah? Meaning, right now, we have not yet found a Tana who says Beferish, we have an anonymous price, so we don't have a Tana that says Beferish that Zevzagorim is mutter even by Avodah Zarah. We have Rabbi Yossi saying it's Asr by Avodah Zarah. We have the Chum saying it's Asr by everything. So where is the Tana? So maybe this is the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Where do Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan disagree about this? Maybe it's Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan that talk about Sa'ar of Iser and of Heter that are machmitzah dough together, that you have yeast of Iser and yeast of Heter that together create a dough to Tanan, because we have a Mishnah that says Sa'ar shel chulin v'shel truma shenaflu toch Iser. If you have Sa'ar of chulin and Sa'ar of truma that team up together to make a dough that fall into a regular dough of chulin, lo bezeket el chametz, lo bezeket el chametz. Neither the sa'ar of truma nor the sa'ar of chulin are sufficient amount to cause the chimut, but v'nitztarfu v'chimtzu, but together they cause the chimut. Rabbi Lezer omer achara achron aniba. Rabbi Lezer says whichever went in last, whichever sa'ar went in last, that's the status of the dough. So if the chulin fell in first and then the sa'ar of truma finished the job, so the whole thing has the din of truma and it's going to be aser. But if the truma fell in first and then the chulin fell in, then the whole thing is considered chulin, it's going to be mutter. The chum or melacham say it doesn't matter which one fell in first. Bein shnafalis l'chalchil, bein shnafalis l'besof, eino aser atche hebo kedei l'chametz. That it doesn't matter which one fell in first, the only way you're going to aser this dough is if the yeast of iser was enough to be mechametz the isa. V'am rabayin, Abay just commented that Rabbi Eliezer's idea that you follow the achron, that if the sa'ar that's mutter was the achron, and that's going to be okay because we follow the achron, that's only el shekadim silikas iser. Meaning if the iser fell in first and then the heter, Rabbi Eliezer says, that's going to be fine. So Abayu qualifies only if you actually then remove the actual sa'ar of truma before the sa'ar of heter fell in. Because since the sa'ar of iser did not have enough to be machmitz the isa, and right now it's physically not there, so that's not considered that's not considered that the iser is being gorim the chimutz of that isa because its kochos have been misbatel through the sa'ar of heter. Avalo kadam v'silikas iser, but if you do not remove the sa'ar of iser, aser, then a non-kohen is not allowed to eat this dough because it has the status of truma. So the way Abaye understands, Rabbi Lazar holds zevze gorim is Aser, and the Chacham holds Zevzagorim is Mutter. So maybe that's the how we can be Miyashiv the Stira between the two Brises about the Parasha Nispatim with Avodah Zarah or the Sada that was Nisdavel by Avodah Zarah. It is a little bit funny. Tosfos points out that we're saying, this must be the Machlokas. This Machlokas is not about Avodah Zarah. This Machlokas is by Shari Surim, right? And we already said that Rabbi Yossi's Shita is that we're going to be more Machmir by Avodah Zarah than we will be by Shari Surim. So Chitesi that whoever is going to be Makil when it comes to Shari Surim is going to be Makil by Avodah Zarah as well. But bottom line is, though, the Gemara is suggesting that the Chachamim of this Machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanon hold Zev Zegorim is Mutter, and Mistama, they will hold the same thing when it comes to Avodah Zarah, that Zev Zegorim is Mutter. So you want to find the person who to pin the brisa of Zev Zegorim by the Spatema Parah with Avodah Zarah, or you're in his Zdavel field with Avodah Zarah, it's the Chachamim. But how do you know that Abaye was explaining Rabbi Lezer correctly, that only if you remove the Truma, it's Mutter, but if you're not Mesalik the Sar of Truma before the Sar of Chulin goes in, then the Isa is going to be Aser, because Zev Zegorim is Aser. Dilma Taimit Rabbi Lezer Mishum Da'achar Achro Naniba. Maybe Abaye's explanation of Rabbi Lezer is incorrect. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer was simply saying we follow the last thing that goes in. What's Koveya, the status of this dough? The last yeast that fell in, that finished the job of causing it to ferment, of causing it to rise. Igamr bi Isura, if the Chimutz was Nigmar bi Isur with Truma, so then Asura, then it all becomes Truma, and the Zar is not allowed to eat it. And Igamr bi Ateira, and if what finished the job is Heter, Mutarin. Bein silke, bein lo silke. Whether you remove the original iser or not, and if they both fall in at the same time, it's going to be mutter, even according to Rabbi Elazar, because zev zegorim is going to be mutter. So once it's not clear from the Mishnah about saar that Rabbi Elazar holds zev zegorim is aser, the Gemara proves from another Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer Taka does hold zev zegorim is aser. So Ella, that which we said, you could be miyashiv the stira between the two brises, meaning because what we're doing over here, what we did, even though we really only needed to find someone who holds Zev Zegorim as Mutter, we have plenty of people that hold Zev Zegorim as Aser, but we tried to take a stira between two brises about being the spatim apara with Avodah Zarah, and being Mizdavel a field with Avodah Zarah, where one brisa says, it's Aser because Zev Zegorim is Aser, and the other one said, it's Mutter because Zev Zegorim is Mutter. We tried to say, Har Rabbi Lazar, Rabbanan, that's exactly the Machlokas of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan. The Rabbanan old Mutter, Rabbi Lezer says Aser. So the Gemara is saying, not so clear that Rabbi Lezer says Aser. And so what? And if he doesn't say Aser, is that a problem for us? Luchara not, right? Tosus points out, Luchara, it's not a problem for us, because we already had Rabbi Yossi on the Chum, Zev Zegorim is Aser. So we wouldn't be in so much trouble if Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold Zev. As long as the Chum still holds Zev Zegorim is Mutter, we're good, right? Meaning we have a title that holds Zev Zegorim is Aser, we have that. But for whatever reason, we're trying to link it to Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, that we want it to be what Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan argue about. So we do find, Ella says Gemara, where do we find that Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan disagree about Zev Zegorim? Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan to Eitzim, when it comes to Atzei Asherah, Ditnan, because we're going to have a Mishnah in today's daf that says as follows. So we'll have it twice in today's daf. Not only mena Eitzim, if a person takes Eitzim from the Asherah tree, Asurim Ba'ana, those Eitzim are Asur Ba'ana. Hisik Ben HaSatan, if you then use those Eitzim to fire up an oven, to heat up an oven, so if it's the very first time that oven was ever heated up, where we assume an oven is made out, that's made out of cheres is a little bit soft and is not really fully functional until you heat it up the first time. So then chadash, if it's a brand new oven, so that first wood that ever heats it up is forever going to be, its impact is forever going to be felt in that oven. So then you touch, then you got to destroy the oven because you basically made the oven using atzei asherah. But yashan, but if it's an oven that's already hardened and used and it's just that you heat it up but this time with usher wood, so you tan, so let it cool down so the effect of this wood will go away and then you'll be able to use the oven again. The Mishnah goes on to say, if you baked bread in either of these ovens, either in the brand new oven that was made, that was formed with Atzei Asherah, by heating it up with the Atzei Asherah, that was hardened by heating it up with the Atzei Asherah, or with the old oven, but you didn't let it cool down, and you're using the heat of the Atzei Asherah, so Asur Bana, that bread is going to be Asur Bana, because that bread was caused with a Zev Zegorim, with Isser and Heter, meaning when it was the new oven, the Teres itself was mutter, but it was hardened by the Atzei Asherah, which is Aser, so that's Zev Zagorim. And in the case of the old oven, the oven itself was mutter. The heat from the oven was generated by Atzei Asherah, so it's going to be Aser. Nisarva ba'acheros, and then if that bread gets mixed in with a whole bunch of other loaves of bread, kulan asurus bana, they're all Aser bana. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, but Rabbi Eliezer says that the bread that you bake in that oven you could be matarit yoluch hanol yam ha-melech by taking the value of the Atzei Asherah and throwing it into yam ha-melech. So Amlalacham said, ein pidyon avod z'chavim, that you can't be poda avod z'zara that way. Something that became asur ba'ana, you can't just throw the value of the avod z'zara ingredient that went into making it and throw that into the yam ha-melech. It doesn't help it at all. It doesn't matir the bread. So it seems that the previous price that holds Zev Zegorim is asur is going like this sheet. Whereas the Brisa holds Zev Zegorim is going like the sheet of Reb Lazar, and the Brisa that says Zev Zegorim is mutter is like the sheet of the Chachamim. So says Gemara, Rabbanu de Pligi Aleid Reb Lazar Maninu. Who are the Chachamim that disagree with Reb Lazar, with Rabbi Eliezer, and hold that Zev Zegorim is mutter? Ilem Rabbanu de Eitzim. If it's the Rabbanan of the Atzei Asherah that fired up the oven, they're the ones that hold Zev Zegorim is mutter. What are you talking about? Achmuri Machmri. They're more Machmir than Rabbi Eliezer. They aser the bread also. So what do you mean? They're not the ones that hold Zev Zegorim is mutter. Ela Rabbanan de Sa'ar. No, it's the Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Lazar about the Sa'ar Shel Truma V'Shel Chulin that are machmits together, that are machmits of dough together. And they hold that the dough is going to be mutter because Zev Zegorim is mutter. So now it could be Miyashiv, the stira between the Brises, as a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim about Zev Zegorim. So says Gemara, nah, not really, because Eimer D'Sham the Rabbanan de Mekili B'Sa'ar, Ba'avod Z'chav Mi Mekili. I mean, you have no one on record that's willing to say that Zev Zegorim in Avodah Zarah is mutter. So you have a Rabbanon about Sa'ar of Shel Truma, that Zev Zegorim is mutter. No one says it beferish about Avodah Zarah that Zev Zegorim is mutter. So how do you know that by Avodah Zarah, like a Sadish and a Zdavla B'Zevel Shel Avodah Zarah, Parish and a Spatim with the food of Avodah Zarah, that the Rabbanon are going to hold mutter in that case as well? So once we say that it's not a machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim, so the Gemara is miyashiv the stira between the brisos using Rabbi Yossi. Again, that Rabbi Yossi holds, using Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, our original avenue of trying to be miyashiv the stira, that Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zegorim is mutter, and the Chachamim holds Zev Zegorim is aser. The problem was that Rabbi Yossi said, you're not allowed to plant vegetables under the Asherah tree because the fertilizer of the Asherah tree is going to be a problem for us. So isn't it, but why should it be a problem for us if Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds Zev Zegorim is mutter? Eliolam Har Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan. We're going to go back to Har Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan. The Braisa that is matir is going like Rabbi Yossi because Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zegorim is mutter by Orla when you plant the egos of Orla and you have a new tree that comes out of it, and he's matir by the Zev Zegorim of finding a kli with a tsura of Avodah Zarah on it and grinding it and throwing it into the wind, and he has no problem with that. So Rabbi Yossi is consistent on Zev Zegorim being mutter, and the Rabbanan are consistent on Zev Zegorim being aser. Our only problem was our Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi said that you're not allowed to plant yirakos under an Asherah tree because that's a Zev Zegorim. But Rabbi Yossi, hello, you're the one that always says Zev Zegorim is mutter. What's the problem? So says Gemara, Rabbi Yossi the Devarim Rabbanan Amalehu. Rabbi Yossi, when he was saying that you're not allowed to plant under the Asherah tree, he was saying, oh, look, I hold you allowed to plant under the Asherah tree. I'm just saying, according to your Shita, that Zev Zegorim is Aser, you should prohibit planting under the Asherah tree. Meaning, I'm disappointed in you, Chachamim, because you're being inconsistent. I'm perfectly consistent. Lididi Zev Zegorim is Mutter. I got no problem planting under the Asherah tree, because I don't care that there are some leaves that are falling and fertilizing it, because the soil is also helping it grow. So it's all Zev Zegorim. But Lidid Chu Damrisu Zev Zegorim Aser. But Lishitascha, you the Chacham who hold consistently that Zev Zegorim is Aser. That Afirakos Mimosa Geshamim. So admit to me that the Zevel that comes from the leaves of the tree is a Gorim of Isser, and therefore you should Aser planting your Rakos under the tree in the winter time. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who allow it, Kedam Ramar Brej Rav Kana, will say, well, you're not really benefiting from the tree because the tree is harming you as much as it's helping you. It's harming these vegetables as much as it's helping these vegetables. It's harming the vegetables by providing unwanted shade when it really needs sunlight. And it's helping the vegetables a little bit with the leaves. So that's not called the gorim of Isser, because the tree is just as harmful as it is helpful. We paskin zevzegorim is mutter. Meaning at the end of the day, Rabbi Yossi holds zevzegorim mutter across the board, even by Avodah Zarah. The Rabbanan holds zevzegorim aser across the board. And the Gemara says, and we paskin Rabbi Yossi zevzegorim is mutter. And therefore, Ogina, so there was a story of a garden that was fertilized using fertilizer of Avodah Zarah. Shalach Rav Amram Kamed Rav Yosef. Rav Amram sent the Shaila to Rav Yosef. What's the story over here? Samlei Hachiyam Rav Yidam Shmuel. Halach Rav Yosef. It's mutter because we pass in Zev Zagarim is mutter. Okay, new Mishnah. Not of mena etzim asurim ba'na. If you take etzim from an Asherah tree, those etzim are asur ba'na. Hizik ben ha-satan, sound familiar? If you use those etzim to heat up an oven, say im chadash, if the oven is brand new and now the oven is being completed by the heating up of these etzim, yutatz, destroy the oven because it's forever got an imprint of Avodah Zarah on it. The Gemar Malacha, the oven was with Avodah Zarah. Vim yashan yutzan. But if it's an old oven, the oven was functional beforehand, and you're only worried about the impact of this etzim right now. The impact is the heat. So let the heat go away, and then you'll be able to use the oven again. If you already baked bread in one of these ovens, either in the brand new oven that was completed with the Atzei Asherah, or in the old oven utilizing the heat of the Atzei Asherah, Asur Ba'anah, then the bread is going to be Asur Ba'anah, because it's a function of these Atzei Asherah, and this is a Zev Zegorim, and this mission is like the Chachamim, that Zev Zegorim is Aser, right? So that's consistent with the Chamin. This arva ba'acheros, kulan asurus ba'anah. If it gets mixed in with acheros, with other loaves of bread that are mutter, all of the loaves of bread are going to be aser ba'anah. The Ran explains that the reason the pas is not batal barov hakikaros is because it's a pashal balabayis, which is chashuva, it's a davish of minyan, and then one of the rules in Yardai is davish of minyan is not batal barov. Something that has its own independent chashivus is not going to, we're not going to apply the dinim of bitl. There is a girsa, Tosas quotes over here, that nisarva ba'acheros, ve'acheros ba'acheros, that there's a double taroves, and that kula nasuros, that even though each loaf might be a svek sveka, it's a suffek whether it's from the original taroves or not from the original taroves. And even if it is from the original taroves, maybe it's not the loaf of Isser. So even though it's a svek sveka, we're still going to be machmir. So Tosas writes, Rabbeinu Tam rejects this girsa, because it would be telling us that there's a tana that's machmir and a svek sveka of Avodah Zarah, whereas the sugya and zvachma in da, it sounds like there is no Tanner that's machmir and a svek sveka by Avodah Zarah. Okay, so we have the girsa that just nisarva ba'acheros, that they're all asur ba'anah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yolchana liyam melech. Rabbi Eliezer says it's a simple way to solve this and be matir the bread. Take the value of the Avodah Zarah wood and throw that into the yam melech so you didn't benefit at all. So amalo ein pidin lavel zchavim. You can't be po the Avodah Zarah in that way. Similarly, natale mena karkur, in a different case, instead of taking the wood and using it to fire up an oven, you take a piece of wood and you use it as a weaving instrument to weave a garment, asur ba'anah, it's asur ba'anah, arugba sabeged, asur ba'anah, and if you then wove the garment is asur ba'anah, and the sarif ba'acherim, that garment gets mixed in with other garments, ba'acherim ba'acherim, and that gets mixed in with, and that tarovus gets mixed in with even others, kulan asur ba'anah, they're all going to be asur ba'anah. Tos Yontov points out that if you take out the gears of ba'acherim ba'acherim in the first part of the Mishnah, you should take it out here as well. It's supposed to be consistent. It's either one tarovis in both cases, or it's a double tarovis in both cases. The Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yolachan Ali Amelch. Rabbi Lazar says, no, you could solve the problem. Whatever the value of that piece of wood that you got from the Asherah tree is, just throw that into Yam HaMelech. So Amrlo, the Chum said back, in Pidim Levels Chavim, you can't be pulled out of Avodah Zarah. It's already Asher Ba'anah. Throwing that into Yam HaMelech doesn't do anything. So why do I need a machlokas about using Atzei Asherah to fire up an oven and using Atzei Asherah to weave a garment, and this whole machlokas, Rabbi Lezer and the Rabban, can be yolachan ol yam melech or not? So it's richa. I need the machlokas in both cases. Diashmin kamaisa, if it only would have told me about baking the bread, so I would have thought that bahakam Rabbi Eliezer, that's where Rabbi Eliezer is going to be makel, that you could be molachan ol yam melech, mishum de be'ino de kogamra pas kalila isura. Because at the time that the bread was being baked, the isur was being destroyed, the wood was being burnt. Avokirkot, yisei li isura be'inei. But if have used it as a weaving instrument, so that instrument is still functional, and now it doesn't get ruined as it's being used. They molded the Rabbanan, so maybe Rabbi Elazar is going to be molded to the Rabbanan that it's a problem. V'yesh min kirkorin, if you'd only tell me about the weaving instrument, ba'akam Rabbanan, that's where the Rabbanan are going to be machmir, that you cannot be molichan oliyam melech. Avol pasi molded to Rabbi Eliezer, but maybe by bread they'll be molded to Rabbi Eliezer, that being molichan oliyam melech works, sricha, that's why we need the machlokas in both cases. Amar Rav Chibre, Rabbi Nachmani, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Zi'iri, ahalacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, we pass on like Rabbi Eliezer, that you can be molichan oliyam melech. Ikad Amri, Amar Rav Chista, Amar li Abba bar Rav Chista, hachi Amar Zi'iri, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. Someone else said it, that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rav Hadda bar Ava, lo shanu, this heter that Rabbi Eliezer has of being molich the demei anol, the yam ha-melech, lo shanu ela pas. That's only bread that was baked with atzei ashera, that the mamashus of the iser is no longer there. Aval chavis, but if you have yayin nesach, a barrel of yayin nesach that's mixed in with other barrels, lo. Rabbi Eliezer does not allow just taking the value of the yayin, of a barrel of yayin, and throwing that into yam ha-melech, and then selling all of the other, each of the barrels alone, or being mashke to gaim, they're all asr ba'ana, because the yayin that's asr ba'ana is still be'en. But you're allowed to sell all of the barrels and just deduct from the price of one of the barrels, because then you're not getting any anah from the iser. Rav Chista amra filu chavis mutar. So Rav Chista says that within Rabbi Eliezer, you could even be molech analiyah melech when it comes to a chavis of yayin nesech that gets mixed with other chavios. If you're mashlich the dmei chavis that's usher to the yam melech, then they're all mutar ba'anah, you could sell them all to a guy. This happened once. A guy had a barrel of yayin nesach mixed in with his wine. He asked Rav Chista Shaila what to do. How much does a barrel of wine cost? 4 zuz? Good. Take 4 zuz and throw it into the river. And then all the chavios are going to be mutabah. No, you could sell it to a guy. Each of the chavios to a guy, and it's not going to be a problem. So you see, like Rabbi Eliezer, even by chavios. Now the last mission in the parak. Ketzam mevatla. How is one mevatel an asherah tree? So kirsem, if a guy takes off pieces, dry pieces of wood in order to burn them, or zireid, or he takes off moist pieces of wood from the asherah, natal mena makal sharvit afilu ala hare betela. If he's taking stuff off, pieces of wood off of this tree to use for himself, so then the asherah is batel, because you wouldn't use your avodah zarah in such a denigrating way. Sheep alitzarka, but if he starts trimming the tree to make the tree look nicer, so then asura, then this tree is asur. Shalol letzarka, but if it's not for the benefit of the tree, muteras, so then he's ruining it, so it's going to be muter. So osan shafa in matei alein. What about the case where the little piece of the trimmings of the tree, of the asherah tree, what's their status? The trimmings themselves. I mean, you're trimming the tree letzarka, so the tree is still avodah zara, it's still asherah. What about the trimmings? Are they still avodah zara? Pligi barav huna v'chia barav. Chad amar asur v'chad amar muter. It's a machlokas. Tanya command yam mutarin. We have a brice that supports the shita that holds its mutar. Titanya ovil chavim sheshipa avod chavim litzarko hi ushva eho mutarin. If you're trimming it for your own benefit, so you're mevatel the whole avod zara. But litzarko, if you're doing it for the tree's benefit, he asura. The tree remains asur, but ushva eho mutarin. The trimmings are mutar. V'yisrael sheshipa avod chavim ben litzarko hi ushva eho asurin. But Yisrael that trims the tree of avod zara, whether for its purpose or for his own purposes, the whole thing's going to be asur. Yisrael cannot be mevatel an avod zara of a guy. So it's just it's a meaningless act. Itmar, avod zchem shenishtabra, if an avod zara breaks on its own, Rav amritzorek levatel kol kisim mekisim. Rav says, if the avod zara is not batel by its breaking, you have to be mevatel each of the pieces. Ushmuel amrav zchem meina betela ela derech dilasa, that an avod zara that breaks is only batel if the breaking happened in the natural way that it sheds or breaks. So adrab, directly lasa mi mevatla, I would think, what do you mean? If it's the natural way that it works, then it's not batel because nothing happened to it. It's just what normally happens to a tree where it sheds leaves and things like that. Ela hachi kamer. No, what we mean to say is ein avod zchem tzrichali batel ela derech dilasa. That if the avod zara were to break in an unnatural way, so then you would say, okay, it's fine. It's not an avod zara anymore because it couldn't even protect itself. But if it's derech dilasa, then you need to go and still be mevatel. It's still a problem. Lema baha kamiflgi. Maybe the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is as follows. The marsav a Rav who asers the broken pieces holds ovdin l'shvarim, that they'll even worship the broken pieces. Umarsav and Shmuel holds ain ovdin l'shvarim, they wouldn't worship the broken pieces. So it says, look, dukuli alma ovdin l'shvarim. Everyone holds they would worship the broken pieces. Vacha b'shivrei shvarim kamiflgi. Rav and Shmuel arguing about where the broken pieces of Avodah Zarah broke again. They broke further. Marsav a shivrei shvarim asur, marsav a shivrei shvarim mutarin. So Rav holds shivrei shvarim are also asur, and Shmuel holds shivrei shvarim are mutar. V'iba yisemu tukuli alma shivrei shvarim mutarin. Or maybe everyone holds shivrei shvarim are mutarin. Vacha b'avodzcham shalchal yosu behed yot shiach lachziru kamiflgi. But over here we're talking about an Avodah Zarah made of different pieces, that when it comes apart, anybody could easily put it back together. One says, well, since anyone could just put it back together, it's never battled by the fact that it's broken down. An avodah zarah that breaks is not going to require bittul unless it breaks derech gedilasa, dainu orche, because that's just the normal way it goes. But ha, lav gedilasa hi, this avodah zarah of chulios didn't break derech gedilasa. It's not normal for it to fall apart, and therefore it's automatically batel. You don't need to do an act of bittel because it couldn't even protect itself. Tomorrow we will begin the next parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah.